You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Wow, what a week. I gotta tell you, folks, this two-hour phone call between Joe Biden and President Xi in China, well, it's very interesting. I really don't know what has changed as a result of the two-hour phone call. In other words, what if they didn't have a two-hour phone call? Would anything be fundamentally different? I don't think so. But the one thing that's come out of that phone call is we have a much clearer view, obviously, of just how much Russia and China are going to be aligning as we move forward here. Because in many ways, their interests do align. Stay with us, folks. All right, welcome everyone around the globe and across the net. It is the Friday/weekend edition. That's right, folks. It's the day of the week when we keep you entertained and informed a little bit more than we do throughout the rest of the week. If that's even humanly possible, and as always, we do our level best to send you off into your weekend with a smile. Oh, thank you very much. A singing host making his contractually mandated and obligatory appearance here on the program. Folks, welcome to the show. It is the Friday/weekend edition of the Kyle Warren Show. Glad to be with you. It is Saturday, March 19th, 2022. And boy, oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about on the program today. We have, of course, the ongoing developments in Ukraine with the war on Ukraine. We have the developments of that two-hour phone call between President Biden and President Xi. We also, of course, continue to see inflation in this country go sky high. Just going down the road earlier today, it was $5.99. Okay, that's for the 87 octane gas. And I know we have a lot of tax here in California. A lot of the high gas prices are pretty much baked in, no matter what the circumstance, even before this huge, massive inflationary cycle began, the worst that we've seen in 40 years. And really, is it a cycle per se? Is it really brought on by the moves, for example, that were made back in January of 2021 and on from there, that helped to raise the fuel prices, that then raised the price on everything else that you go to the store and buy? A day doesn't go by, friends, without people telling me that they are losing ground, as it were, going to the supermarket, buying the goods and services that they need, certainly buying gas, because it's not just confined to buying gas at the pump. Oh, well, now gas is $6 a gallon, or in many different parts of the country, perhaps where you are, it's commensurate in terms of the increase that we're seeing. And so it's a different cost of living and this kind of thing, but it's still high no matter where you are, and it's still impacting people across the board and in very, very similar ways. So it's not just that you went to the gas pump and had to buy gas at a higher price. Oh, you know, oh man, you know, this is terrible. But it's everything else. So it's not isolated. It's not happening in a vacuum. And we've talked about that. We'll talk about it a little bit more on the program today. Also, foreclosures are up. So we'll find out about that on the show today. And to get things started off, though, let's start off with a major development that happened in the war on Ukraine from Russia. Now, this has to do, and of course, I will say this, and we talked about this a lot with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. We were just on earlier this morning. We'll have a clip a little bit here from my appearance earlier on the program with Captain Matt. And but we talk about the war on Ukraine every single night on the program. Obviously, there's a lot that's happening. There's a lot that's happening at that moment because Captain's America is on the overnights, and that's 2 a.m. Eastern time, 11 p.m. Pacific time. And so things are going on while the Captain's America Third Watch is going on, and we bring all that to you live so that you'll be the first to know, because it truly is tomorrow's news tonight. And by the way, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com. Links to listen live to the Captain's flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, right there in Tampa, Florida. We'll tell you more about that as we go through the program today. But Russia is now claiming the first use of what is known as the hypersonic missile. Now, this missile, folks, travels, I think, Mach 5, five times the speed of sound. It is nuclear capable. In this case, it was not, obviously did not have a nuclear warhead on it. But this is a major development in terms of what Russia is capable of doing. You know, we heard about the Chinese, you know, they're developing their hypersonic missile. And I think one of the major concerns with that, obviously, is that it's so fast, it can literally come out of nowhere. And especially if you're attacking a carrier fleet or this kind of thing, a carrier battle group, that is, things can happen, or a city. Things can happen very quickly. You don't even really know it's coming and very difficult to defend against. But this from the BBC, as a matter of fact. Russia's military has fired a hypersonic ballistic missile and destroyed a big underground arms depot in western Ukraine, the defense ministry in Moscow has said. It confirmed it would be Russia's first use of the Kinzhal, or dagger, is how it's translated, ballistic missile launched from the air, most likely by a MiG-31 warplane. President Vladimir Putin has repeatedly highlighted Russia's investment in hypersonic missiles, which can travel at more than five times the speed of sound, or Mach 5. The statistics are impressive. According to Russian officials, the Kinzhal can hit a target up to 2,000 kilometers, get this, folks, 1,240 miles away, and can fly faster than 6,000 kilometers per hour. But does that make them any more dangerous than other missiles or even artillery, which can cause just as much death and destruction? The article poses. Quote, I don't view it as that significant, says James Acton, nuclear policy specialist for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. I don't know how much of an advantage Russia is getting from using hypersonic missiles. President Putin boasted last December that Russia was leading the world in hypersonic missiles, which are hard to track because they can change direction in mid-flight. Russia posted a video of what it said was its missile strike on the arms depot that was in a village near southwestern Ukraine, only 100 kilometers from the border with Romania. Either way, folks, you know, we know that this latest development in weapons technology, I think any latest development is something to be concerned about. And certainly this is a nuclear capable missile. Its range is also very concerning, because that puts other places in range if Vladimir Putin ever wants to expand the war, which I do think he will want to do at some point, depending on how things go. Okay, stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Back in a flash.
If you're a veteran looking to file for your service-connected benefits through the Department of Veterans Affairs, don't go it alone. AMVET's highly trained service officers stand ready to walk you through the process at VA regional offices around the country, helping you to navigate the complex VA system free of charge. With new presumptions for Agent Orange exposure and other conditions, AMVET's can offer you the advice you need to finally receive all of your earned benefits. In 2009 alone, AMVET's helped process more than 65,000 claims and appeals, securing more than $410 million in benefits. To find your nearest AMVET service officer or to learn more, visit amvets.org.
Hey, I'm going out to buy those shelves for the closet.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
Honey, I love you, but 800 more flowers? You'll give the neighbors a real reason to think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright a bulb is. Our 60-watt bulbs give off about 800 lumens. We can replace them with new 800 lumen bulbs. Bulbs just as bright that use much less energy.
So, we'll save money.
Yes, and we can use that money to increase my allowance.
Right. Wise guy.
Worth a try.
So, you got that?
Got it. No tulips, no watts, 800 lumens, and more savings!
He got it.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
After a long, hard day in the rough-and-tumble world of politics, open a tall, cool Kyle Warren Show. Ah, that crisp, refreshing taste. That smooth style. That effervescing attitude. And without all that other stuff that can, well, bog you down. Helping to put back what the daily media assault takes away, listen to The Kyle Warren Show weekdays right here on this station and visit the website at kylewarrenshow.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through the Friday slash weekend edition of the program. We have so much more to tell you about as we continue. And don't forget, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can find out more about the program. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can find us, by the way, on Apple Podcasts, also on Google Podcasts, and Spotify, Podcast Republic, and many, many others. And folks, we keep going up and up and up, just like the music is doing right there. And there's one reason and one reason only that we're going up and up and up, just like the music is doing right there. And that is you, the listener. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing the program on social media. Thank you for telling your friends about the program. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for everything, because without you, we don't have a show. And also, welcome to everybody who's finding the program from hearing me on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, which of course airs six nights a week. That's Monday through Saturday, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., by the way. The Captain has a four-hour program. You'll hear me on for the first 2 hours of the show, of course, and don't forget to stick around for the other 2 hours with great guests like Frank Salvato, for example. You don't want to miss that. And then also, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com for links to listen live to Captain Matt's flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, right there in Tampa, Florida. And so we hope to see you on the radio as well. You can also call in and opine if you like, or talk to me and the Captain, and we'd love to hear from you. Also, by the way, folks, Captain Matt Bruce has asked me to tell everybody listening to this program about the great deals and the great people at MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com. Of course, you've got Mike Lindell. He's taken all of his products and he's put them onto his MyPillow.com website. And by the way, of course, you know, I have the Giza sheets, by the way, and I love them. I sleep on them every night. All my family has a MyPillow, and we love them. I wouldn't sleep on any other pillow ever because the MyPillows are just that good. It's the best pillow you can get, in my opinion, and I've had a good night's sleep ever since I've had mine. I've had mine for a long time. Also, Mrs. Professor, by the way, has the brand new slippers, right? The new slippers. They go anywhere. They feel good. They look good. And she loves them, by the way. So we have the Giza sheets. Also, by the way, we have the towels. We changed over. We got the MyPillow towels recently, and it's a really good decision because they're exactly what Mike Lindell talks about on the commercials, I'm sure that you've seen. They really are that good. So go to MyPillow.com and then do this. Scroll down a little bit, go to the Radio Listeners Specials page. That's the Radio Listeners Specials page. Click on that. That'll open up a new page with all of the great products and the great savings, by the way. And a lot of stuff's on sale right now. So and it changes all the time. They put new things on sale. So go to the website, MyPillow.com. Check out those specials, Radio Listeners Specials page. And then when you're ready to check out, do one thing for me. Put in the promo code CAPTAIN. That's the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll be helping to support this program, also support the Captain's program as well. We really appreciate it. And by the way, if you don't want to go online to put your credit card information in, for example, and that's understandable, you can call them on the phone. You can call them toll-free, 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. Tell them what you want. And then also give them the promo code CAPTAIN for those deep discounts and those great savings. So we hope to see you there at MyPillow.com. Okay, so let's continue here. Now, we were talking about Russia and its use of the hypersonic missile. I think it's a significant development because I think Vladimir Putin wants to test in theater a lot of these different things. We've seen the Russian army, obviously they've made the advances that they've made, but they're getting bogged down by fighting the Ukrainian defense, you know, that they have, but also they're fighting people who simply are, by the way, are armed, and they're holding off the Russians in many ways. They haven't taken a major city yet. This is a terrible failure that Vladimir Putin is perceiving here. I think he is, because he thought he would have this thing wrapped up in just a few days, and he doesn't. And so that, of course, the Ukrainian people are holding on. They are fighting. They are showing that they are not going to give up. And this, I think, pushes Vladimir Putin further and further over the edge, by the way. And so I think that with testing these kinds of new weaponry in theater, it shows that he could be ready to go a different direction or go an even more terrible direction in all of this. The brutality that we're seeing with, for example, attacking the theater, I think it was in Mariupol, that had the women and children in it, that was just leveled, that shows an abject disregard for human life. It shows an abject disregard for trying not to commit war atrocities or war crimes. It's just obvious, and it's just on display, it's on stark display, that Vladimir Putin is directing his Russian forces to do unspeakable things. And obviously, this is not going to be forgotten, and there will be a reckoning. There's going to be a reckoning. I don't know when it will happen, but it will happen. There is no way, my friends, that Russia can go back to being any part of the community of nations under the rule of Vladimir Putin. Something is going to have to change. I do think that there will be, I think one of the best shots at this thing of turning this off is some kind of internal coup or internal action against Vladimir Putin. I really do think that that may be one of the best ways that this gets turned off. But until then, we should be arming the Ukrainians. Until then, we should be making sure, finding some way to get them those MiGs from Poland. President of the United States, President Biden, needs to sign off on that. They need to find a way. I was talking about this with the captain the other night. They need to find a way in order to get the Ukrainians more weapons, especially these MiGs that are in question from Poland. You know, take them to the border, drag them across. You know, back in 1941, by the way, President Roosevelt came up with what was called the Lend-Lease Program. He had promised Americans he would that America would stay neutral in the war. And he said, I'm not going to send your boys overseas to go fighting. But he had to find a way to help Churchill and the European countries to fight Germany. And so they came up with the Lend-Lease Program. So I'm not saying it's a one-to-one correspondence. What I am saying is that you find a way. Leaders find a way. That's what they're there for. That's why they rise up at certain points in history for specific reasons and for specific to do specific actions in order to, in this case, and in that case, I should say, save the world, basically. And Roosevelt talked about us being the arsenal of democracy. In other words, there's things you can do. Now, the Biden administration is paralyzed by the notion that somehow the war is going to get expanded. Well, I will say this. I think you can make an argument that we're going to be in an expanded war. That's not my hope. That's not my desire. But I don't see Vladimir Putin either just stalemating in Ukraine for the foreseeable future or turning around and everybody, you know, RTB, return to base. He's not going to do something like that. He's going to find a way to expand the war, or he's going to make some other pretext about how, you know, this or that, or this freezing our assets or whatever. It's all, you know, you're just helping the Ukrainians and that's wrong. And now we're going to expand the war, basically. And everybody's afraid because he has nuclear weapons. So it is a dilemma, but it's something that as a leader, you have to find the way to do. Now, President Biden did have the two-hour phone call with President Xi. As I said in the intro, I don't know really what changed out of that. One thing happened, by the way. President Biden made it absolutely clear to President Xi that our Taiwan policy was not going to change. It's like Biden's walking around trying to make sure that he doesn't step on anybody's toes for anything. At a time when the world is watching freedom be taken away from the Ukrainians, or at least the attempt to do that, and the Ukrainians fighting for that freedom as a major demonstration of what the world can look like when you have dictators and bullies who decide to invade another country and take what you have and kill you because you're not bowing down to them. Well, obviously, we should be supporting freedom and democracy wherever in the world. But Biden, of course, trying to make sure that everything's copacetic. Now, when we come back from the break, we'll hear a little bit from one of the Chinese officials about what they think is behind all this war, or the starting of the war and this kind of thing. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hi, folks. This is Kyle Warren. A short timeout, then back with more. So stay right there.
Hi, folks. This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for the Edwards Notebook right here on the Kyle Warren Show.
I have said for many years that almost every single solution to any problem put forth by leftists usually has nothing to do with helping, but rather to bring about greater harm. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. We all know that illicit drug use has been a horrible problem throughout our nation for decades, while at the same time, subversive activists have been clamoring for equal results for all people and so-called racial equity. Of course, history has proven the racial equity equal results movement has rendered nothing but misery, failure, and utter craziness. To ensure the no solution madness continues, the Biden regime proudly displayed Uncle Joe's true racist leanings by wanting to give out crack pipes and other drug paraphernalia to black drug addicts in the name of racial equity. Such poppycock is a result of what happens when people operate totally void of any concept of moral decency. The Founding Fathers warned of utter destruction from within if we the people were to allow God and morality to be booted out of society. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14 time, my fellow Americans. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to BlueRidgeCoffeeCrafters.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Park the whip, baby, as you walk through the office. You should see me on the freeway when I go topless.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and welcome back as we continue rocking through, and I should say racing through and rocketing through this Friday / weekend edition. It's Friday, pardon me, Saturday. What day is it? Saturday, March 19th, 2022. It'll be March 19th, 2022 all day long. But whenever you're hearing this program throughout the weekend, we hope that your weekend is going well. We hope that you've got some good weather. We know up in the Pacific Northwest, we've got a lot of rain coming in. And here in Southern California, we might even get a little bit of rain overnight on Saturday. So that's really, well, it's a good thing because Southern California really does need the rain. The drought continues, and it's we're going to see a more restrictions, I think. I think they've got some restrictions up north of LA now as well, in one of the counties up there, I believe. They're really starting to crack down on stuff like that. And it's not fun. It's not good. And we hope that it does get better at some point. Okay. So as we talked about, you know, we do have that phone call, by the way, with President Xi and President Biden. Now, Jen Psaki at the White House, she wanted to give some of her take on that, or she was asked about it. Let's listen to how she describes this phone call with President Biden and President Xi, which went on for about 2 hours. Let's listen in.
Well, I'm not going to give an assessment of that from here. What I can tell you is that the majority of this call, as I think you heard, you saw in the readout, and you heard, I think, on the call we just did, but was focused on Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. The president spent the vast majority of the nearly 2 hours was spent with the president outlining the views of the United States and our allies and partners on this crisis, including a detailed overview of efforts to prevent and then respond to the invasion, how we got here, steps we've taken, where we've gone, and why. And of course, as was also noted in the readout, but let me just reiterate, he also conveyed and described the implications and consequences if China provides material support to Russia. But again, I'm not going to provide any additional assessment from here.
The president has.
So there you have Jen Psaki talking about that. Well, and of course, takeaway, I guess, the White House really wants you to have is that President Biden was on there. He's being tough. He was telling what the consequences are and this kind of thing. But at the same time, though, you've got the Chinese officials and they are categorizing, I think, the United States and the West as somehow thinking that they can dominate everything because they, quote, won the Cold War. And we'll have an audio here in just a moment. It's actually, I'll have to translate from the subtitles of it, but I do want you to hear the audio because I think it's important to hear the context and this kind of thing in terms of the atmosphere of how it was said. But basically, Russia and China getting closer. You know, we had a great call the other night on the Captain's America Third Watch talking about Russia and China and their interests, or China helping out Russia. Well, of course, I think they're helping them out economically. We may see material support, because one of the things that happens, and this is where I think it gets really interesting in terms of modern warfare analysis and predictions. And that is, and it goes back to something that I remember learning about, talking about way back in the day in the 1980s, mid-1980s, when you had the Reagan administration going very aggressively against the Soviet Union, and not just rhetorically, but developing SDI, the Strategic Defense Initiative, more commonly known as Star Wars, these kinds of things. That were being done in order to really go against the Soviet Union at that time, it begged the question: what would happen if we got into a real fight between the two superpowers at that time? And the theory goes, of course, that the conventional warfare would be short-lived. Basically, you have. Back in World War II, you had the ability to turn out planes and tanks and war material and this kind of thing, and it's all an assembly line, and it really just you can and it did, as we saw, it kicked into overdrive at that time mid 20th century. You've got women going into the factories in droves, you know, big changes obviously for the roles of women and so forth, and so that was a good thing. We couldn't have won the war without it, right? And you know, Rosie the Riveter. And so you have the ability to turn these things out at in high volumes and overwhelm the enemy, because you can build more than they can. You can get it to the field more quickly than they can. You've got, in other words, you get the point, right? So here we have the problem. If you start fighting one and another between Americans and Russians, well, the material can't be produced as quickly. Yes, we have more sophisticated, more precision weaponry and this kind of thing. But just like what we're seeing in Ukraine, he's lost, Putin's lost, like 1,000 tanks or something like that? I mean, this is a lot. They can't just make them overnight. And so this then puts Putin into the category, pushes him into the category in his way of thinking that, well, I'll use chemicals, I'll use biologics, I'll use nuclear weapons if I have to, because he's obsessed. All this stuff in his big, you know, rally that he had, we should all be very concerned about what Vladimir Putin is doing. We should all be incredibly concerned about his state of mind. You know, But again, this notion that China could help Russia is very concerning. They could help them to a certain extent, but if it really comes to blows and you have an expansion of the war, I think the same theory, the same thought process will still obtain. That it's not good, it will be short-lived, comparatively speaking, to other wars like what we saw in Afghanistan and this kind of thing, because you don't have that specter of nuclear war hanging over your head. So China is now getting closer to Russia. There's no doubt about that. And as I said, we had that great call the other night, and I basically said, where their interests align, you better believe they're going to work together. China and Russia in no way, shape, or form want the United States to be the leader of the world in any way, or the United States along with the free world. And it was something else I said the other night on the Captain's America, sort of in the moment there, because we had a, I don't think it was a call. I think it was the topic we were talking about, the news, the specific news story. And I said to the captain, I said, the term free world is going to become very important as we move ahead. The term free world is going to take on, just like it did in the past. You had the free world, and then you had the Soviet bloc of nations and this kind of thing. And truly, 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 the free world has to be able to move planet Earth forward. You have regimes like the communist China regime, or you have the Russian regime now, which is trying to create, recreate the Soviet style thing. You can't let them have the dominion over the world, because it will be a very dark, dark time. But let's listen into China's foreign ministry, okay? With the idea that they are getting closer to Russia. Let's listen in. Again, you'll be hearing him speaking Chinese, and then their subtitles, and I will translate along. Says, we have discussed the Ukraine issue many times. He says, to be honest, China's position is indeed different from other countries. He says, China's position is clear, fair, objective, and beyond reproach. Really? That's mine right there. So when it comes to embarrassment, these countries which thought that they could dominate the world by winning the Cold War should feel uncomfortable. Those countries that ignored the concerns of other countries and continued to advance NATO's eastward expansion for five rounds, he says. Those countries that launched wars but accused other countries of being belligerent. Whoa. Okay, so here you go, folks. Here you go. Definitely creating this perception now that there is going to be this meeting of the minds in many ways between China and Russia, and the notion that it's NATO. It's NATO. It's the United States. It's Europe. And they're pushing forward, and they're creating this problem, and they made Putin invade. You know, this is madness. This is absolute total madness. It can't be allowed to stand. And I'm telling you, you're listening to this right now, I'm telling you, get used to hearing that term, free world, again, because it is going to be as important as it ever was back in the day. Quick break. You're listening Stay right to there. Kyle
Warren. This is Chicago Style Hot Dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
Hey, John, I just heard you got a new computer. Congratulations.
Thanks. It's the coolest thing.
What'll you do with your old computer?
I don't know. I guess I'll just throw it away.
Well, my company just bought new computers, and we decided to donate the old PCs to a place that gives them to local schools. You could do something like that.
Seriously, who would want a 3-year-old computer?
Hey, it might be great for someone else. Computers can be refurbished and reused instead of ending up in the trash. By passing it on, you can help the community and the environment.
If you're replacing your company's IT equipment or you're finished using your personal computer, pass it on to a local organization that accepts computers. To learn more, log on to epa.gov/passiton. This message was brought to you by EPA, Dell, Intel, HP, NEC, Philips, and this radio station on behalf of EPA's Plug Into eCycling Partnership. EPA does not endorse any commercial services or products of these groups. For information on all partners, log on to epa.gov/plugin.
In sports, 5 games were featured in hockey action last night.
Every year, millions of people rely on portable generators when they lose access to electricity. But some of them don't understand that a portable generator's carbon monoxide emissions can kill if their generators are used indoors. So we're here to clear the air. Always take your generator outside, away from windows and doors. When you take it outside, you distance yourself from the dangers of carbon monoxide. For more safety tips, visit TakeYourGeneratorOutside.com.
Have you saved a life today?
We organize a blood drive at our school.
My blood type is O. They really need that.
Have you saved a life today?
I have cancer, but I make sure all my friends know how important it is to give blood.
My blood helps heart patients or accident victims.
Have you saved a life today?
No, but today, someone's blood saved my son.
The American Red Cross. Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE.
Hi, folks, this is Kyle Warren. I'd like to hear from you about the things we're talking about on the program. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com, click on Send Kyle a Message, or send it to my Facebook page, Facebook.com/KyleWarrenShow.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
And welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through the Friday / weekend edition. That's right. All right. Well, we do have so much more to tell you about as we continue. Okay. I got to tell you, this stuff with Russia and China, I think is going to be very, very alarming as we continue on through. Now, this I found this on Newsmax, by the way. Rick Grenell, who I have a lot of respect for, I think that he is absolutely very astute on so many different things having to do with the national security, international relations, and so forth. But he says that Biden has, quote, shoved aside diplomacy and thousands have died. He says, this according to Newsmax article, President Joe Biden and his administration made announcements about a looming war in Ukraine for at least a week before Russia invaded the country, rather than doing anything to stop the hostilities diplomatically. And now thousands of people are dead as a result. Rick Grenell, former ambassador to Germany and acting director of national intelligence, that would be the DNI, under former President Donald Trump, told Newsmax on Saturday. Further, Grenell told Saturday Agenda that, quote, it is high time, unquote, to start talking about replacing Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and his entire team, as, quote, they've demonstrated that from the beginning that they're too weak and not creative enough to do tough diplomacy and put America first, unquote. The lack of leadership and diplomacy has left it up to other world leaders, such as Turkish President Erdogan, to step in, and that means the United States is not in a leadership position, Grenell said. Diplomacy has been shoved aside through this whole process, and it's heartbreaking to see, the former ambassador commented. Official Washington is trapped in putting forward just military ideas and options. And he said, and that, he said, is a huge problem for the Russia-Ukraine situation. Yes, very interesting. And what he talked about Blinken, I find that also quite interesting as well. What I see lacking in the Biden administration, I mean, there's so many things, right? But in two different venues here. There's no momentum. There's no momentum in terms of trying to really deal with inflation. I mean, we could spend a lot of time on that because obviously there are certain moves they could make, but they just won't because they're paralyzed with fear by the left, the AOCs and the squad and all that stuff. And they're trying to play into that. They're going to lose the election pretty bad, I think, in terms of seats in the House and Senate. And that even that may not actually really register with the Democrat Party elite, because they think that they truly know what's best for you, and you're just minions, and you just have to be told what to do. You can get into all that. But there's no momentum out there that there's even a light at the end of the tunnel about inflation, for example. But now you look into the foreign policy theater, what's happening between Russia and Ukraine, or Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and the general problem of Russia and China getting closer together, and the general problem of how bad actors seem to think that they can now simply do whatever they want. There's no momentum in terms of the diplomacy. There's no momentum in terms of leadership. And this is a big problem, my friends. This is a really, really big problem. You know, because the perception that there's no momentum, that the perception that there's no idea of what to do next, having to constantly react to everything or be scared about stuff, does not put us in the right position to be that world leader. And so I appreciate what Grinnell is talking about. As I said, I have a lot of respect for what he says. I think he's got an astute mind. And definitely we need to hear more about, you know, what could be done, what could have been done, because the postmortem on this thing is also going to be very, very bad for the Biden administration. That is for sure. In terms of how we got in this war and what the ultimate disposition of it is. And I hope it's not an expanded war, but I don't know how we're not already somehow involved in this, whether we give the rubber stamp of or give the stamp of approval to Poland to give the Ukrainians MiG fighter jets or not. You know, that's not going to turn the war, but it's also goes into the calculus of people like Vladimir Putin. Huh, they won't even give them MiG fighter jets from Poland because they're afraid of me. Don't build this guy up. Don't give him the satisfaction. You got people, you got Russia and China, and make no mistake about it, they're playing for all the marbles, okay? They look at things as a zero-sum game, okay? A zero-sum game. They don't want to be, we're just part of the community of nations and we want to do commerce and everybody be happy and this kind of thing. It's not like that at all. In fact, if we delved even further into the Chinese government's mentality about things, they truly believe that they're destined to rule over you. It's not like, well, if they could make it work or something, or if they, that's like a goal, you know, that they dream about. No, it's, they really do believe it, that they are entitled to do it. And that, my friends, is a very, very scary thing. It's not live and let live. It's not, hey, we could work together. You know, we can be mutually beneficial to one another. And everything that was on display in the Olympics, for example, you know, and the dismal reaction that the world gave to the Olympics in China, I think is very telling. You know, we can't put aside human rights violations. We can't put aside the kind of repressive regime. We can't put that stuff aside. And so, like I'm saying, the free world has the right idea, because ideas do matter. And I'm kind of getting off on a tangent here, but that's okay. A little bit of a soapbox, but that's okay, because it is the right thing to do. People need to be free. People need to be self-determinant. People need to live in that sunlight of freedom. We've seen this all through history. I studied it when I was in school and so forth, and talked about it to different people, and you know, always came up with the same conclusion. Freedom is better. freedom works. Freedom is somehow, it's not always the easiest thing in terms of how you hash everything out, how everything gets ironed out, but it is a infinitely better thing than ever having to live under the dictatorship of Vladimir Putin or under the dictatorship of the communist Chinese government in this case. There's just, you know, well, Kyle, why are you saying that? You're gonna make some people mad. Well, I mean, people have been making people mad throughout history saying they wanted to be free and be self-determinant. Well, I guess I'm in good company. And you better believe, too, Captain Matt Bruce, he's in that category, too. He's all about America and freedom. And we do have the right idea, by the way, in the free world. It's just that simple. Okay, this from Market Watch. Foreclosures are up, and that's something potential homebuyers and investors should take note of, indeed. According to a report from a mortgage data and analyst company, Black Knight, in January, there was a sevenfold increase in foreclosure starts as compared to December, which roughly 33,000 loans referred to foreclosure. What's more, data from real estate data analytics firm Atom Data Solutions revealed that lenders repossessed 2,634 U.S. properties through completed foreclosures in February 2022, which is an increase of 70% from last year, though it's still down 45% from last month. Realtor.com senior economist George Ratu, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, says the uptick in foreclosures during January is an early signal that many of the regulatory protections implemented during the pandemic to help Americans stay in their homes are starting to wear off. A lot of people got the mortgage forbearances, of course, during the pandemic. But folks, this is a really bad indicator. Inflation continues. And this is not going to end well if the economy continues to do what it's doing. Folks, thanks for listening. We will see you on the radio on Monday and right back here next time. Until then, everybody out there around the globe.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Take care out there.